Welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook, where our goal is to have a genuine and authentic conversation about the Christian faith journey and what a messy walk with Jesus really looks like. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Hey, welcome to the Messy Walk Podcast. I'm your host, Steph, here at Pastor Adam.
Hey, hey.
Hello.
Welcome.
This is a special episode.
Special episode because tomorrow is
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. So this is our Happy Thanksgiving episode.
That's why I posted it at the same time as you.
And so we don't have any content we're going to share with you except for we're going to say Happy Thanksgiving. And we're just going to kind of go through real quick that we're thankful people.
Yes.
We're trying to practice gratitude. Remember when we did that series? We did a series about practicing gratitude.
Yes.
Been a long time.
Yeah, it's been a while.
But it was about, I can't remember what it was, but anyway, I don't even remember when it was, but we did a series about practicing gratitude. Remember when we talked about the guy who went to
the coffee bean
and figured out like and started thanking everybody? Yeah. I can't remember when that series was, but it was good. So whatever. I don't even know why I said that. But we are thankful to be here. We're thankful for you as listeners and to the podcast. And I'm thankful for the podcast in a selfish way because I'll be honest with you, I don't really, this is going to sound horrible, but I hope you'll hear my heart from it. I don't really do the podcast for the people listening. I really do it for me personally.
Yeah. Right?
It's a really good way for me to be able to talk through things, unfiltered, very limited notes that I'm not necessarily going to preach on or not going to turn into a message. It lets me and Steph talk a little bit. And I don't know. There's a lot of,
I learn a lot from it.
There's a lot of self-therapy happening in the podcast for us individually. You know what I mean? And, it just helps me personally, which is the main reason why I do it. Because we don't even look at the stats. We don't know how many people are listening. We don't make any money off of this. Like, there's none of those things going on. And I'm glad
I just volunteer.
Yeah. I'm glad that you're listening, but I'm really just doing the podcast for me. So I'm thankful for the podcast for selfish reasons because it really helps me to be able to process certain things and to be able to talk through certain things. And everything that we do on here really helps me personally. You know, like the series that we just finished, you know, about reasons we don't share the gospel really helped me to think through my own and really helps me as a pastor to be able to pastor people, to be able to talk through it on the podcast. So, yeah. So anyway, me and Steph are going to share with you two things each. We're going to share with you something that we're thankful for this Thanksgiving.
Whoa.
I just did Christmas, Halloween, and this Thanksgiving. And we're going to share with you our favorite Thanksgiving food item, dish, whatever you want to call it.
Yes.
So you want to go first or second?
You can go first.
All right. I'm going to share what I'm thankful for just right off the top of my head. This is not like a list, you know, or whatever. I am very, very thankful for my home, right? I'm thankful that God has given me a home and a place of peace and that our family can just feel themselves in, including me and my wife, my kids. I'm just very thankful for our home. We have lived in the same house for 23 years now, and I'm just very thankful for it. We live out in the middle of nowhere. There's nobody around, so if somebody's knocking on my door, we know that there's a problem. it's peaceful. It's relaxing. We have a bunch of land, and I'm just very thankful for my home. So, Steph, you got to go next.
That is beautiful.
Yeah, isn't that cool? What are you thankful for, Steph?
Well, we were actually just talking about that. I am thankful for my husband, and I'm thankful that God allowed me to be married. And like you said, home is a great place. I'm very thankful for that.
Yeah. Jonathan's a good guy.
He is.
Y'all were absolutely made for each other in lots
of ways. Thank
you. I really do feel that way. And y'all been married how long now? 2 years?
Over 2 years.
It's over 2 years now, right? Gosh, it's crazy.
Weird.
Time flies by fast. I think we started with you co-hosting on the podcast right after y'all got married or right before.
Engaged.
It was right around that time frame.
Something like that.
Before you got married or after you got married. I can't remember.
I can't
By
either.
The way, it's funny that you say that you're thankful for your husband. We're talking about you guys being married. Y'all been married over 2 years. I just this week when I texted y'all Monday, so yesterday, I just changed your name from Stephanie Lee to Stephanie Lee Shelton. I couldn't pull the Lee out fully, but I put it in there because I was talking to somebody and I was like, yeah, Stephanie Lee's my co-host. And they were like, Stephanie Lee? Who's Stephanie Lee? I was like, oh, Stephanie Shelton. So I just changed it this week, but I couldn't take your middle name out because I was like, if I see Stephanie Shelton, I'm going to be like, who's that? You know?
Yeah.
But I just changed that. All right. Yeah. And now, so I'm thankful for my home. You're thankful for Jonathan and your home. And my favorite Thanksgiving food to eat, the thing I look forward most to on Thanksgiving around the table, wherever we end up at, is green bean casserole.
Yes, that's so good.
I love green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm.
And Valerie does it. So Valerie makes it. She does it a little different. You know, classic green bean casserole on the top has those like fried onions, yeah. French fried onions. Valerie changed it and uses these, God, what are they called? They're like these Asian dried noodles.
Oh, yeah.
On top, you know what I'm talking about? Instead of the French fried onions. Oh, my gosh.
I bet that's good.
It's so delicious. I love green bean casserole. And most of the time, we always eat it for Thanksgiving, but every now and then we'll eat it not on Thanksgiving. But I don't think I've had it since last Thanksgiving. I love it.
Yes.
I could eat it all day long. I think green bean casserole is the best. That's my favorite. Yeah. Steph, what's your favorite Thanksgiving item to eat?
That used to be my ultimate favorite, but lately it has definitely been deviled eggs.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm like one of those people where they're like, they could eat the whole tray and more. Yeah, yes. That's me.
Deviled eggs are great.
They are so great.
Valerie makes deviled eggs. Matter of fact, I just had some last night. She makes deviled eggs probably every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Because we have chickens at home and deviled eggs
well,
is a
great way.
Well,
that's a reason to make them.
It's a great way to get rid of some eggs. You know what I mean? Because you use a lot of eggs to make deviled eggs.
They're so creamy.
I'll even take the deviled eggs and put them in a bowl and chop them up. And put it on a sandwich, like egg salad.
Yeah, like egg salad. Yeah. Yum. That's basically that.
It's the same thing, right? Same thing. I'll turn it into egg salad and make a sandwich out of it. That's probably what I'll do tonight with the leftover ones. Because once we eat a bunch of them, you know, I got to get rid of them somehow or another. And so I'll take 7 or 8 of them and make some egg salad out of it real fast. And stick it on some bread.
Yeah, egg salad. Ooh.
That sounds good.
I think we're all hungry.
Now that we're hungry, we're going to say once again, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Yes,
and we'll
happy
be back next week with number 2. In our Lies Satan Tells You About Scripture series. So happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Spend some time being thankful and spend some time being indulgent in that Thanksgiving food.
Yes, bon appetit.
What's funny is that in Christianity, you know, we constantly talk about the sin of gluttony and that you're not supposed to eat too much or whatever. That's not the fullness of the sin of gluttony. Because in Scripture, we are commanded to feast.
Yeah.
And eat.
Merry.
Yeah, and eat a lot, right? Mm-hmm. That whole eat, drink, can be merry thing is not something from culture. It's from Scripture.
Literally.
Right. And so there are times in the year where we are commanded to eat and be full and open up, eat so much we got to open up your pants and sit down and enjoy and feast. And that's what we should look at Thanksgiving as in our lives. And so it's okay. It's more than okay. It's actually biblically correct to go and be a little indulgent with your family at Thanksgiving time. So
yeah. And now that you say that, I'm thankful for stretchy pants.
Stretchy pants.
Yeah.
I am thankful for stretchy jeans.
Yeah.
I only wear jeans, but now that jeans are made with this stretchy fabric, oh my gosh, they're awesome.
Yeah.
And so my jeans right now are stretchy fat boy jeans. You can't tell. Like they're from the look of them, you can't tell, but you can tell when you wear them. So.
Yeah. And I got a comment.
What?
If somebody wears a dress, just know they're also doing it so they can eat a lot. Just know that.
I might start wearing dresses then.
Maxi dress.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Enjoy your family. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your food. And we'll see you next week.
Yeah, see you then.
See you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us on the Messy Walk Podcast with Pastor Adam Cook. Make sure to follow us for future episodes that will be posted regularly each Wednesday. Have a good day.